In the Pacific Northwest, environmentalists use clever and sometimes controversial tactics to try to save trees. They've mined the bank accounts of Microsoft millionaires to buy forest land. They've chained themselves to old-growth cedars to stop a timber harvest. But the growing threat of urban sprawl demands new ideas. From member station KUOW in Seattle, Kathy Ducham reports on a conservation deal to save a forest by cutting down trees.
This is a story about tree huggers and timber barons coming together to conserve a swath of forest nearly twice the size of the city of Seattle. On the tree hugger side, Charlie Rains with the Cascade Land Conservancy, who on this day walks along a logging road on land owned by timber baron Weyerhaeuser.
If you go along here, you can see the stumps of the trees that were cut in the early 1900s.
While remnants of old growth remain, this forest, 20 miles east of Seattle, is now a modern-day tree farm. Rain says the land is good for growing Douglas fir, but also good for growing houses.
And we've seen the loss of forest land in these foothills over the past several decades, and at an increasing rate. So if we're going to keep this land in forests, we have to do something proactive. We have to do something now.
The greater Seattle area has lost roughly 50% of its forests since 1973 to strip malls and luxury housing tracts, in part because timber companies can turn a higher profit by selling their land than by logging it. To acquire this swath of forest, conservationists needed close to $200 million, a challenge that called for a bold solution, and that's where the timber barons come in.
Going up.
On the 52nd floor of Seattle's tallest office building, attorney Jerry Johnson has a view of the forest environmentalists are coveting. It was Johnson who brought timber baron Weyerhaeuser to the bargaining table. He crafted a deal that would put 104,000 acres of Weyerhaeuser forest into the hands of a new nonprofit, Evergreen Forest Trust, a $184 million purchase to be financed by cutting down trees.
I like to say the forest is going to pay for its own preservation.
Under the proposal, the trust will float tax-free revenue bonds to pay for the land. It's a move lifted from the playbook of nonprofit hospitals. But here there are no patients to bill to pay off the debt. Instead, evergreen forest bonds will be paid off through the sale of timber from the land. The harvest will be selective and sustainable. Even so, Johnson admits it's not the right fit for all preservation projects.
This would not be appropriate, for instance, for highly significant old growth timber, which you obviously don't want to cut down. But we can continue to work this forest and at the same time set aside within it about a fifth to a quarter of the acreage for preservation.
And that was the carrot environmentalists needed. 20,000 acres of forest land, including salmon-bearing streams, lakes, ponds, and wetlands, preserved in perpetuity. Charlie Rain says it wasn't hard to convince fellow tree huggers that this was a good deal.
We're still going to have areas that are going to be logged, but I think we're going to have a real healthy ecological situation. It won't be a national park. It's also not going to be a suburb.
The Evergreen Forest deal has momentum, but it's not a done deal. Floating tax-free revenue bonds for conservation is a new idea that requires IRS approval. Moreover, to use the same method in other parts of the country requires an act of Congress, and that requires wooing Washington's congressional delegation.
So that's McLeod Lake. Is that the one we just went by?
On a recent damp afternoon, Republican Representative Jennifer Dunn and Democratic Senator Patty Murray hiked across a scenic plateau in the middle of the Weyerhaeuser land, covered in a cloud of flying insects.
Are you producing mosquitoes here, or is this...
Mosquitoes aside, both Dunn and Murray support the deal, saying all parties give up a little to get a lot. Senator Murray does not expect partisan politics to stall legislation to change the tax code.
If you look at the people that are involved here, from tribes to conservationists to environmentalists to public officials on both Republican and Democrat, you can see that this is a way we've all come together. So I don't think it matters who's in the White House.
Bills sponsored by Murray and Representative Dunn will be part of a larger tax reform package expected this summer. If approved, forest industry experts expect the model to be copied in other parts of the country. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Ducham in Seattle.